Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Well, happy spring and happy Sunday to each and every one of you. And for those of you who have tuned in to celebrate our sixth year on the air, I want to thank you all.
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I wanna be more than just a friend. I wanna be more than someone special, 'cause special friends sometimes they won't understand.
Again, I want to take this opportunity to thank those of you who have been celebrating with us our sixth year milestone here on the broadcast. And as you often hear the saying, where has the years gone? I tell you, I can't really imagine that we are already celebrating 6 years here. And thanks to all 113,000 plus of you for supporting us and downloading us and giving us your feedbacks and all of that. I want to extend an invitation to you to invite you to connect with us on Facebook, facebook.com, Dynamic Daphne, Twitter, at Dynamic Daphne, LinkedIn, Pinterest, and Instagram is Daphne Clark Hudson. I also want you to stop by my website, DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com. There are some wonderful freebies there. So as long as you signed up for our mailing list, there are DVDs and ebooks and things that you can select as your free gifts. So we are looking forward to seeing you on our mailing list. Be sure to go to DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com. And I want to encourage you to have something to write with, because I know the conversation that I am about to enter into is one of discomfort, dis-ease, and, you know, people are just going to be having a difficult time with that. And what we are going to be talking about this evening is self-love. Self-love is what this episode is all about. And I want to encourage you to write down as much of what I will be saying so you can go back and view it at the end of the episode. Because whatever I'm going to be telling you is something that you need to stick to for the duration, not a quick fix. Because you know you cannot put a Band-Aid over an ulcer. You got to put a Band-Aid over a scratch. And the information that I'm going to be sharing with you is not a Band-Aid, but a bandage. So you're going to want to invest. I encourage you to be all in. Don't be listening to part of the show and leave. Stay for the full duration. And if you feel compelled to call in to ask a question, do not hesitate. You can call in 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166 if you have any questions about the episode for tonight. And again, we are talking about tips for self-love. I also want to request a very special favor of all of my listeners. For many months now, you have heard me talked about the not-for-profit, the Empowering People Foundation, Inc. And it is still our intention to start the breakfast feeding program back in September, September coming. However, the cafeteria building, we will need to wait until we have enough funds to work on that. So here is what I'm requesting of you. For this anniversary month of April, I want to see how much we can raise for the breakfast feeding project in Jamaica, West Indies. And you can donate by calling in to the radio station here and tell me what it is you are donating, how much it is you are donating. If you want to mail a check, you can call 203-794-6208. And if no one answers, you can leave a message on that number. And we will be sure to get back with you and tell you where to mail the check to. The check can be made out to the Empowering People Foundation, Inc. The Empowering People Foundation, Inc. It's the website, it's the non-for-profit that the checks can be made out to for those of you who want to donate. I am not going to tell you any amount. Whatever the Lord puts on your heart to help us feed those children, I want for you to be obedient and follow through and do just that. You can also donate if you don't want to write a check. You can do so through PayPal. And the PayPal mailing address is dynamicdaphne12@att.net. dynamicdaphne12@att.net. And now the online fundraising site that we have is GoFundMe.com, GoFundMe.com, and /build-a-cafeteria. So it is GoFundMe.com/build-a-cafeteria. So for those, we want to keep a track of it. So if you want to give, it doesn't matter how much it is, I want for you to call 646-915-8166 so we can keep tab of how much we have raised for this holiday month. So I want to go ahead and thank you in advance for supporting the cause. and for helping us to feed those hungry children at that school. So, again, I thank you for your contribution and donation to this project that I have called to be part of. Okay, so we're going to be talking about self-love. And I know that this episode will be an extremely challenging and difficult one for a lot of people to listen to, because a lot of us, a lot of people has been neglecting themselves and all of that, and the last thing they want to hear about or to be part of a conversation around self-love. They don't want to do that because they don't see themselves as worthy as or for being there to get that and to have the people who are involved in their lives to embrace them and say, I love you. So grab your pens and paper, your tablet, whatever you're writing on. I want for you to grab it and let us get into the conversation. I am going to be sharing. However, for those of you in the chat room and for those of you on the telephone, if you have an experience that you would like to share, please call in 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. Now, there needs to be a paradigm shift, because if you do not make the decision to embrace the change, nothing is going to happen. So what I am going to be talking about this evening requires a paradigm shift. A lot of things I will be mentioning, you are going to be fighting against it. However, if I say something or some things, for some of us it might be more than one, if that eggs you and you start to feel angry, that's more the reason to listen deeply. Because what they say, if the shoes fit, you wear it. For someone who is hearing a message and does not get involved in it and all of that, then they end up sometimes neglecting themselves. So brace yourself. Know that I tell you, for this change to come about, it will require a paradigm shift. The reason I say that talking about self-love is going to be difficult for some people, it depends on our upbringing and our family origin. There are many, many cultures who cannot be comfortable saying I love you to people unless they are intimately in a relationship with them. So there's many things I'm going to be talking about that will probably be ruffling some feathers, but I am going to be taking the risk. All right? So depending on your religious upbringing, you are probably being brainwashed in saying you cannot love yourself. You're not pretty enough. You're not slim enough. And the list goes on. You know all of the labels that you put on yourself that you are not. So you hold yourself continuously in the mediocre room. You put yourself in the mediocre room and you lock yourself away. Even when possibilities come and knock, you refuse to open the door, so you lock yourself away in the room of mediocre. So if it's a good thing when you listen to this episode and you begin to hurt, what it is telling you is for you to really, really let your guard down and just connect and learn what it is that you need to learn. Again, it requires a paradigm shift, because there are some people who have been held back because of family origin. Some has to do with cultural influencing. Others has to do with cultural differences, religious differences. So for each of us, it is different. Take what is yours and what you think that is not beneficial or it has nothing to do with your situation. You can file it away for later on, because I'm sure as you move around in your daily lives, you are going to find someone that you can share the tips with. You must shift your self-perception. Feeling worthy requires to see yourself with fresh eyes of self-awareness and love. Acceptance and love must come from within us. We cannot blame anybody for that. That is just our responsibility. You don't have to be different to be worthy. Your worthy is in your true nature. You and I, we are princesses. You know, something amazing happened to me 2 weeks ago. I was out in San Francisco for an event, and as I was standing in the lobby to take the escalator to go up, somebody walked up to me and she complimented me, and I took the compliments. And then she said, oh, no wonder why. She was telling me I look like a goddess and all of that great stuff. And then she said, no wonder why. And I said, no wonder why what? And she said, your name is Daphne. I said, yes, I know that. She says, but do you know what your name means? I said, no. And she says that I was name of a flower. And she gave me the historical meaning of my name and all the things that is connected to that. So for those of you who are connected with me on Facebook, you can look at the picture of the backdrop. And that is my flower, the flower Daphne. So you can just look at that and share it. And for those of you who are privileged to buy a fresh plant, she told me it only blooms in the spring and it has a great aroma. So as she was speaking to me, she said she was from Oakland, because if she was living in the San Francisco area, she would be sure to go bring the plant so I could smell it. That is how much she believes in that plant. So I'm sharing that to let you know that no matter what is going on in your life, you got to be the one that is continuously in love with you. Sometimes your wives might give up on you, and even your husband will give up on you, and children will give up on you. However, you do not have the luxury of giving up on yourself. No, you don't. You must continuously focus on all the things that you are able to do to better yourself. So, I want to give you a few high pointers here on self-care and love. So, let us start waking up, because you know there are people who, as they wake up, they start to complain and they find a lot of things to complain about. I want you to write these down, and I'm going to do my best to go slowly. I want you to start your day with gratitude. Be grateful that you are able to wake up. Some people wake up and the first place they go is on their computer. I don't care whether the computer is right next to your bed or not. Once you wake up from the night sleep, I want you to find a way of giving gratitude. You can do so through journaling. And you all know I'm such an advocate for journal. So journal and be grateful that you wake up. So you have it right there. You swing your legs over to the floor. And before you get up to do your daily task, you show gratitude for the opportunity to see one more day. After you give gratitude, I want you to think about journaling and meditation. Journaling and meditation. There's a lot of people who they get into all the different poses and everything like that. I think that has to do with a personal preference. However, it's not making you more religious or more spiritual or anything. So I want for you to, firstly, you wake up, you give gratitude. So I'm hoping that you'll get a journal to write it in. But if you are not writing it in your journal, then you can have a gratitude blog. I have one online that I go to every day, and I contribute there. And hundreds of people from all around the world come there and participate in that platform. So begin your day with gratitude for waking up. Not everyone had the opportunity to wake up, but you did. I want you to meditate. I find out that when I meditate, it gives me spiritual clarity. And the Lord knows that we all need that. We all need spiritual clarity and guidance. Number three or number four. I'm not going to count because I already forgot what number I am at. I want you to appreciate and love yourself. Appreciate and love yourself. Now, you got to spend time each and every day with yourself. There are a lot of us who don't like to be alone. The minute we are alone, we get panicky and all of that. But in order to experience the best self-love that is out there in the universe for you, you first must begin to appreciate and show self-love to yourself. Be happy. Every day you wake up, don't walk around with a long face as if you're angry with the world. I want you to just appreciate yourself and be happy. Be happy with who you are. You know, do you have to sing a song? There's a song out there that says, happy, 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 happy. So there are many things you can do, but you must begin, and you take one step at a time. The next thing I want for you to talk about is to be honest with yourself. What is it you really need? Not what somebody else tells you, but when you look in the mirror, are you extremely satisfied with what you see there? If not, and even if you are satisfied, I expect for you to continuously grow, right? But if you are not satisfied with what you see, know that it is never too late. Never too late for you to start over, okay? But you must love yourself enough to do that. Who are you? Who are you? You must know your potential. When I ask who are you, it's not your career. It's not that you are the mother of such and such, or you are the wife of your husband and all of that. Who are you? specify that so you can have clarity and understanding about who you are. And that will even help you to embrace self-love on a deeper, deeper level. There are some of us who are early learners, and others, it takes them time. Do not fit your time into any other person's agenda. Know what makes you click and work off your own agenda, not based on what others tell you to do. All right? So own your truth. So I just ask you to step up to your potential. I want now to tell you, own your truth. What's your truth? None of us will ever grow until we identify what our truths are and move into that which we were called to do. There are many of you who are listening who probably has raised a family, and now the kids are gone and you really don't know what to do with yourself because you have been out of the workforce for so long. I want for you to start today with self-love, because once you begin to do that, you're going to find out that you're able to stay on the bandwagon. You won't be falling off, you won't be stressed out, and you won't be neglecting yourself. We all have what we call our gut feeling or your intuition. Follow that, and whatever it tells you, go by that. Do not trust other people's insight and recommendation over your own. Know that your own is authentically yours, and you are responsible for taking control of that and giving yourself that care that you want. Don't be a phony to yourself. It doesn't matter what's going on in your life. Only you know the real you. Nobody knows me like I know myself. I am intimately connected with myself. You know, everywhere you go, 24/7, you are with yourself. So be honest with yourself. You know, when you look in the mirror, what you're seeing. As you work on this self-love situation, I want you to look in the mirror and tell the person that is looking back at you how much you love that person. Because until you are able to love yourself, you are not in a position to love anybody else. There are many people, and I am telling you this too, if you are listening to me and you are the parent of daughters, you need to have a conversation with them because, and you know, maybe the boys too, but too often I've seen it and heard it in the girls. You need to have a conversation with your children about self-love. Let them know that they cannot look outside of themselves for people to complete them and for people to love them. They must start by loving themselves. Feel good about themselves. If you have big boobs, love yourself. If you have big butt, love yourself. If your lips are big like a shovel snow, love yourself. Look in the mirror and identify the beauty that is looking back at you. And I am saying to speak to the girls because you know what happened? When we as parents refuse to have these conversations with our daughters, they go out and they have these men telling them different things. And that's why they are getting into a lot of trouble. However, if you teach them about loving themselves and know that no one can love you like you can love you, they are not going to be going out to look for love outside. So I want for you to take the time, have this conversation with them. And especially, I tell you, I could not be a teenager now. It is so challenging to be a teenager. It's very difficult. And I know especially with the girls, they are under pressure to be slender and all of that good stuff. But you need to start them off from their small. Let them have a clear understanding how beautiful they are. And no matter what's going on, each and every one of us needs to love ourselves like no other. We must love ourselves like no other will. So you take care of yourself, you're honest, you're grateful for who you are, and you show gratitude to the universe each and every day. Now, there are some people who will need to forgive themselves, because before you can love yourself, you need to examine your life and see what areas you need to forgive yourself about. Stuff happens. Life happens. It doesn't mean that after life happens that you destroy yourself. This too shall pass, but the only way it will pass will be based on the amount of love you are going to be able to give yourself. When nobody else will give you love, you must show love to yourself. And forgive yourself for whatever mistake you have done. You know, you look in the mirror, you said, Daphne, I just love you today. The mistake I have experienced, although it was a mistake, here are the lessons that I have learned out of that. And you state whatever the lessons are that you have learned. And you show gratitude for the lessons, knowing that because you have learned the lessons, you are not going to be going down that path again. So self-love, it doesn't take a lot, but all it asks for is that you become consistent in what you are doing. I mentioned about claiming and knowing your truth and to be real with yourself. Listen, the worst thing I know can happen in life is when you begin to lie to yourself. You cannot lie to yourself. You got to be truthful. And you're going to find out that once you start to tell the truth to yourself, then it's not going to be a problem for you to be truthful to everybody else. Because a lot of people keep up this facade and then they be lying so much and thinking that they are hurting somebody else. Really and truly, all you are doing is hurting your own self. You are not hurting anybody else. You are hurting yourself. In order to be a good mother, you got to love yourself. In order to be a good leader, you must love yourself. In order to be a good wife, or vice versa, if it is a husband, you got to love yourself. In order to be a good parent, you got to love yourself. Everything starts with person that is looking back at you in the mirror. So I am telling you, it is not wrong for you to give 100% love to the person that is looking back at you. And you're probably going to say, if I give 100%, I'm not going to have anything left. Yes, you're going to have a lot left, because once you become generous with it, what you give out is going to come back multiplied It's going to be so much stuff. It's going to be shaken together, pressed down, and yet it is still going to be running over. But that running over, as you have heard me spoke before, that running over is the surplus that you're going to use to give to others, whether you're in a ministry or whatever it is that you're doing. Remember, the overflow is what you are giving from. So do not deplete your, deplete your full cup, because once you do that, that is when you begin to have stresses and you become depressed. You hate yourself. You know, it's Monday morning and you have a wonderful weekend and you're just so angry with everybody. And really and truly, they are just the target that you want to take it out on, because you don't love yourself. And because you don't love yourself, then you target everybody else. And you want to take a shot at them. So look in the mirror, because once we are at peace with ourselves, once we honor ourselves, once we love ourselves, everything around us is going to be harmonious. Every living thing around us is just going to come in sync. It's going to cooperate with each other. We're not going to have any high blood pressure. We're not going to have any headaches and heartaches, because we respect others and we love ourselves and we can work together in harmony. Speak your truth always, no matter what. If you got into some situation that you had really planned that it would have gone differently, don't lie about it. Just be truthful about it and deal with the consequences, because you and I know that everything has consequences, okay? So you pay attention to that and speak your truth, whatever your truth is. Speak it. Allow yourself to be seen. Allow yourself to be known. Allow yourself to always be the person that tells the truth about whatever happened. You know that everybody's going to come to you. Oh, you know, we'll go to Susan because she always tells the truth. All right? For those of you in the chat room, if you have a question, remember you can always call in 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And for those of you who just joined the phone lines, I want to let you know that I'm asking for a donation for the breakfast feeding program from all of the people that are celebrating with us this month. I want to extend to you to ask you to help us with a donation for the breakfast feeding program, and you can do so by donating at gofundme.com/buildacafeteria. And the money is being raised for the cafeteria building and the breakfast feeding program. We are going to start the breakfast feeding program first, but that's where you can donate. Our goal is to start it this September of 2014. I know there are a large number of people who say they want to go down when it's being launched, and I'm still reaching out to people to help us to come up with the fund. And for those of you who want to make a check out, you'd make the check to the Empowering People Foundation, Inc., and you can message me and I'll tell you where to mail the check to. The Empowering People Foundation, Inc., and you can put in the memo part whether it's for the breakfast or it is for the cafeteria building. Just put it in the memo so we channel the funds exactly where they are supposed to go to. All right, so let's continue on self-love. If you are going through a feeling of guilt and hate, you are not going to be able to take care of yourself. So, if that is happening with you, for some people, you are going to need to seek professional help. And I know that there is a lot of people who do not believe in going to the psychiatrist and to go into counsel to get some insights about what's going on with them. They do not want to go into that because they have the different stigma about going and sitting with psychologists and things like that. So if you are one of those people, I want you to dispel the myth and just go out there and get the help that you want. Go out there, take care of yourself, no matter what you have gone through, no matter how long ago it took you to get over it. I want for you to just put all of that behind you and just say, I want more for myself. I have to start taking care of myself. And I'm telling you, once you begin to start to love yourself, you're going to find out that you are so much fun. People want to be around you. People want to be beside you. Everywhere you go is like you're a magnet and you are attracting the right people. But it all starts with self-love. You know? People look and they say, oh, my husband makes me complete. Oh, my wife makes me complete. That's really not true. You make yourself complete. Yes, your spouse or partner or significant other adds to helping you shine and blossom. But they do not make you complete. Only you can do that. If you are one of those people that believe that you need a man or a woman to make you complete, I'm here to tell you are on the wrong path. Only you have the power to do that. All right? So, as you begin to love yourself, you're going to also find out that your self-esteem is becoming better. And you're going to be asking yourself, oh, what's going on with me? What's going on here? So you find out that you are going to be doing one thing and you are going to be getting the benefit for something else. All right? So, life becomes simpler and lighter once you begin to love yourself. You don't walk around. A lot of people are walking around and their shoulder blades are all tight up. You would touch their shoulder blades. It is as if you are touching a cement block. So you don't want to do that. Life is going to be much more simpler once you begin to love yourself. Everything is lighter. You are so happy with yourself, you know? You wake up and you probably don't even have a meal for today. But just the fact you wake up today, you are able to give gratitude, you are happy, and you are excited about life. And nothing, absolutely nothing, will ever stop you. You'll find out that once you begin to love yourself, you are going to have more inner stability. Inside of you is not running all over the place, running a marathon, and you are having a headache and depression because the phone didn't ring. You can look in the mirror, you love yourself, and you say, I'm going to work on what I can work on today towards my personal development. And you keep building. It is like building blocks. It's like building a wall. You cannot just go out there and all the bricks just fly up by themselves. You have to get the best mason or bricklayer, and they put one brick at a time, and they put the masoning putty together to hold it. And a couple months down the road, you're passing, and you see this beautiful masterpiece that is all completed, and you say to yourself, it was just the other day I was passing here, and this wall was not here. And it's the same thing people are going to be saying about your life once you begin to demonstrate the self-love and you start to experience inner stability. They are going to be saying, oh, Daphne, what it is you are doing with yourself? Tell me about it. People want to be attracted to the positive in life. So you're going to say, well, all I'm doing, you know, I just start to appreciate me. I am loving me more. I'm taking responsibility for my life. I am eating right. I am exercising. And you know what? Since I'm doing that, my kids are behaving better. My husband appreciates me. Even my mother-in-law appreciates me. And these are the things that happen once you start to take responsibility for loving yourself and not looking on the outside for love. Because you're going to be wasting your time looking on the outside because you are not going to be able to find it because it is just not there. All right? There are some people who will need to find someone to hold them accountable as they work on this process. Find someone that you care about yourself, someone who won't sabotage you and someone who won't be judgmental about what you're doing, someone that you can really bear your soul to without them being judgmental. Talk to them about what you're working on. And I know for some people, they will probably even want to work alongside you. So talk to the person. And remember earlier on I mentioned about trusting your intuition. I want as you talk to this person, don't just get excited about what side of town they live and the size of their house and their job and all of that. Pay attention to your intuition because that's what is going to guide you to the right mentor or coach or just a confidant. All right? There are some people who will continue to sabotage themselves. When you are walking into your truth of self-love, you do not have any room for sabotage. So if a sabotage popped up in your mind, grab your journal, journal about it, write about it, close the journal and go on about your business. And as you write in the journal, you need to let that situation that you are looking to sabotage yourself about, let it know that it has no control over you any longer. I have dismissed you out of my life. I do not want you here anymore. So you speak to the mountain and let the mountain move. And in that situation is the mountain of sabotage. You will be more active in any relationship that you are involved in. May it be with your children, your spouse, community activities. Once you begin to love and care for yourself, you are going to find out that everything else around you start to look different and sound different and feel different. Surprise, surprise, it's not about what you did to them, but once we change our paradigm shift and we start focusing on who we are supposed to be, then everything else around us falls into place and begin to look better, and we start to act right with everything. Don't be afraid to ask for help if you find out that there's something that you're having a little difficulty with. Ask for help, and there's no need to be ashamed about whatever it is. So you ask for help. Now, I'm going to be sharing some points here that came, it's coming to you directly from my journal, all right? There's time in my life when I was working on self-care and self-love when I had to tell my inner critic to shut up. Be still. Shut up. I don't want to hear from you. And that might be your situation too, right? So whatever it is that is rising up for every time that you begin to work on self-love, you need to shut it up and tell it to be quiet. All right? As I work on my self-love, I'm still in the process of getting my exercise routine together. But as I work on my self-love, I started off with my eating habit because a few years ago I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was off the chart, and my diabetes was raising up and all of that stuff. So that's where I started off. Then the next thing I did was I'm thinking, if I'm eating right and doing all those things right, then why am I still processing my hair? So then I move into locking my hair and wearing my hair naturally. Yes, I love myself. I love all aspects of who I am. I love the past. I love the present. And when the future comes, I will certainly embrace it. So you need to do what it is that you need to do for yourself so you can really use up healthier habits for you. Are you someone who only drinks sodas or iced tea or Kool-Aid? Yet, when you see a bottle of water, you start to make your face up. That's something you need to work on because water is your healthier choice. So what are the habits that's holding you back? You need to take them by the horn and just deal with them. You know, call them as they are so you can release them and take the opportunity to walk into your healthier self, whatever that will look like for you. And healthy does not only mean you're slender, okay? Healthy for me has to do with, yes, my attire, and healthier has to do with a spiritual component too. It's, you know, sometimes you go out to buy certain things in the store and you got to spend the time to read the label. You read, you look at the movie, all those things. You got to be careful what you are taking in on the inside, because the outside is one thing, but when the inside becomes polluted, it is a dangerous, dangerous thing. As you continue to work on the self-love, always remind yourself why you are doing what you are doing. Know that what you are doing is not for your wife or your husband. It is for you. It is for nobody else but you. So remember that. When it becomes challenging, you got to affirm to yourself why you are doing what you are doing. All right? And you're going to find out that having someone that keeps you accountable to will help you over these humps. I don't want you to be so rigid on yourself as you work on this process, rigid enough that you are not forgiving of yourself when something happens, but you keep beating up on yourself. That's not the person that you need to be. You need to roll with the punches. Something don't go wrong, you do everything you can to correct it the next time and just learn the lesson that was taught when that particular thing didn't go the way that you wanted it to go. And had you had the opportunity then and there to correct, would you have done that? All right? The next thing, you need to refocus on doing what you really, really like to do. For years, you have heard me teach on personal calling and purpose and everything. A lot of us, a lot of people, well, I'll say us. I'm not there any longer. I used to be, but not anymore. Thank God when I got the light that went off. You got to, as you begin to love yourself, you got to focus on what it is you really, really want and why you want it. And for goodness sake, don't be wanting it because it makes a lot of money. You want to make it for, you want to do it for another reason. I find out that in my personal life and career life as well, so long as whatever I'm doing makes a difference in people's lives, I am always happy. I always want to put a smile on someone's face. You know, whatever I can do to make a difference in somebody's life, I'm going to do that. And it takes the focus off of me and the pressure off of me. And at the long run, when I notice the smile on somebody's face and they say, thank you for doing whatever it is that you did, it really, really and truly helps you to appreciate who you are as a person. Take short breaks. In the beginning when I started working on myself, it was a challenge for me to take breaks and not do anything just to reflect on life. You know? To be able to spend time with yourself to reflect, that is extremely powerful. However, it does not happen immediately as you start to work on this process. It is going to take a little time to come together. So be patient with yourself, you know? Know where you are now, what you want to do, why you want to do it, how you're going to get it done. Find yourself a support team. I'm not going to repeat this because if you look in the archives, you will find when I, there are a couple of segments there that deals with creating your core circle of influencers. All right, so that part you can fit right into here. But don't think that because you are the main person here that you cannot get somebody else to support what you're working on. It is especially valuable when you have somebody who is objective to talk things over and to give you their insight on what is going on. Use it. Use it, use it, use it. And always enter those conversations with something to write on, because I tell you, $1 million question is going to be answered right there. And because you weren't prepared to write, you went away not even knowing what was said. So whenever you find yourself in those intimate settings like power, mastermind group and all of that, take advantage of that. You're probably saying right now, oh, I don't have enough money to do that. That's not the point. You just need to show up and let the universe know that you want to go on that, and it's going to make sure that you get to go. Things are going to happen that allows you to go. One of the things that I found out here, I know that at times all I can take is like 5 minutes of quiet time. And I take it, and I make it worth my while. I journal, or I sit, and I just reflect on what I saw going on in my heart and in my head, all right? And I take my time, and I work on that. And there are many things that we are saying here this evening that might not go for you. However, that which you can use, I want for you to use it. You know, as you are working on yourself to becoming a happier person, you know, talk to other people that you see that is going through situations and let them know what you are going through and share with them how they can join it too. Before you know it, you're going to be having a community of people who is doing, what's that lady's name? That senior lady that, Ernestine Shepherd. She's 76 years old, and she's a bodybuilder and running a gym. I mean, you can, you can Google her and look at her. You know, you don't have to ponder if that lady loves herself, because it shows. There is so much confidence. Just the mere confidence of she started working out at age 55 years old, she started working out. And there's many of us who are not as old of that, yet we give up. So get the support you need to help you get the result that you deserve. As you move through the process, I would like for you to invest in some 3x5 cards. And for every aha moment that you get, I want you to write them down on a card. And at the end of the process, you can go back and look them over. Look them over. And don't keep these things as a secret. When you are through, I want you to get the rest of the family involved in that and share the process you've went through. Let them know that you thank them for their support, although their support was more than likely indirectly, but you thank them for supporting you through the process so that you can be the person that you are today. All right? Do the right thing always, because remember, there's a saying in Jamaica that whatever is done in the dark will always come to light. So do the right thing for the right reason. And this way, you won't have any need to be ripping and running and, you know, just trying to find something, somebody to take you out of the pickle. Just you know, just be on the up and up always. Do the right thing. Even when it's not the popular thing to do, do the right thing. Do the right thing, not the popular thing. You know, as I mentioned earlier on about, you know, whether you have big hips, all of those stuff. I wanted to take your clothes off and examine yourself through the mirror and start to show appreciation for all of your body parts. And you're going to find out that once you strip yourself down and you get to connect with all of your body parts and you love and appreciate them, it's going to be preparing you for what the journey is going to be like. What the journey is going to be like. As you work on this process, find a body that you can body up with. You know, they'll be there for you, and you will be there for them no matter what. And if one person falls off of the bandwagon, you do what you can to get them back on, because you are in this together. If you are in the chat room, you can call 646-915-8166.
AMD Law Group is an international law practice committed to assisting you in realizing your strategic business goals. Led by Ms. Aurelia Mitchell Durant, Senior Managing Partner, AMD Law specializes in international business, international intellectual property, and general internet law. We also support organizations in resolving corporate compliance issues. Addressing the legal needs of technology firms and other businesses serving both domestic and international markets, we are uniquely positioned to assist both startups and long-established organizations. Although AMD seeks to proactively avoid litigation wherever possible, we are fully capable and ready to litigate on your behalf. AMD Law Group. Find us online at amdlawgroup.com or contact us at 347-699-4AMD. That's 347-699-4263. Let us help you pursue and protect your dreams.
All right. I mentioned that it is our anniversary month and we are celebrating 6 years, and I want to tell you some of the guests that we have confirmed are ready to be on the show, so we wanted to keep watching your mailbox to see who we are announcing. Well, on this week coming up here on the 8th at 10 o'clock in the morning, my honored guest will be Mr. Alan Levy, who is the CEO, co-founder of Blog Talk. So he's going to be sharing the microphone with me, so I would appreciate if you stop by. Then I have co-hosting with me this Wednesday will be Mr. Michael Koch from At Home with Victoria. And Doria DiCarlo will be on our futures guest. Crystal Washington will be one of our featured guests. Dr. Stephen Hatfield will be one of our featured guests. Dr. Gerald Higginbottom will be our featured guest. Mr. Simon T. Bailey, Release Your Brilliance, will be one of our featured guests. And Miss Dolores Presley will be one of our featured guests. And those are just the ones that have confirmed their appearance. So I want for you to check your mail every day so that you can know who will be on the show. Continuing with tips for self-love, you got to be your own best friend. Be your own best friend. no matter what is happening, you got to love you unconditionally. You got to love you unconditionally. No matter what's going out, you look in the mirror and you embrace that girl or that boy that is looking back at you. Embrace him or her and let him know how much you care about him and how much you love him. You got to love you, because if you don't love you, things are going to be really out of whack. And you're going to find yourself losing courage. So remember, you can call me at any time. We have 18 minutes remaining. The number to call is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. All right. So grab your pen and papers. And I'm going to give you a few more tips. I think it's going to be more than seven. Stop all the criticisms of yourself. All right? Forgive yourself. Don't scare yourself. A lot of times we're going through stuff, and the way we react to it, we scare ourselves. So don't scare yourself. And when everything else fails, I want it to be gentle and kind and patient to you. Be kind, be gentle, and be patient to you. All right? Be kind to who you are. Be kind to who you are and who you are becoming, because who you are now, by the time you finish going through the process of self-love, you will not be that same person anymore, because you are going to be awakened and you are going to be evolving into higher heights. So you are going to be so shocked yourself as you see this new person evolving right before your very, very eyes. Praise yourself. Oh, my God, I'm so happy with you today, Daphne. I am so grateful that you're able to do such and such. Praise yourself, you know. Reward yourself. Reward yourself. Praise yourself. Even if it's a manicure or a pedicure, I want you to do something for you. Do something for you. Praise yourself. Give yourself compliment for what you have accomplished, knowing that you could not have done it. So praise yourself. Support yourself. You make a decision to do something, support whatever you choose to do and follow it through. Yes, your significant other might not support what you are doing, but you got to support yourself. Because I tell you, a lot of times we will not get the support we need until the project comes to completion. And you just got to know that too, that the journey of self-development and empowerment can be a lonely world. Let me just get a sip of my tea here. All right. As you continue to show yourself self-love, I want you to show some loving thoughts to the areas of your life that you know really need some work. I tell you, hating them is not going to help them to get better, but loving them will improve the situation. So I want you to show some loving attention to those parts of you that somebody will probably label negative and vice versa. All right? So show some love to your negative portions of your life, whatever they are. Pull them up. If you have them all in a hat, you pull one out, you love it, bless it and release it. Bless it and release it. Bless it and release it. you know, mirror your work. You know, admire yourself. If you don't have one, go to Home Depot or one of those places. Buy you a full-length mirror so you can stand in front of it and you can see you. You can appreciate you. You can speak to you. So, you know, just take the time to mirror yourself, mirror your work. As you see this new person begin to evolve, admire her, admire him. Speak back to him and let him know, oh, I welcome you in my life. I just love the new you. You're happy, you're joyful, you're generous, you're gentle, you're loving. And I just appreciate being in this relationship with you. Thank you for showing up for me. Thank you for showing off for me. Thank you for acknowledging my support in you. You got to speak to your situation, but not with hate and anger, but with love. Love yourself and do it now. Love yourself and do it now is the second to last key I want to give you. Love yourself and do it now. Do not put it off for later on when you move to another state and when you do this and when you do that. Do it now because now is all the time you have. This is the only time you have right now. So begin to take action. Make the decision to take action right now. 8:18 on April the 6th, 2004, or whenever you might access this archive. So make the decision to make the difference right now. I'm going to take care of me. I'm going to start to love myself right now. I am not going to let anything get into the way. Nothing is going to get into the way of me loving myself. I know my life depends on it. Family depends on it. My success depends on it. Everything really and truly depends on it because you're going to find out that once you love yourself, everything else around you is just happening. And sometimes you probably are like me asking the question, girl, what took you so long? You know, what took you so long? It's okay. You got to be able to laugh at yourself too and know that it really doesn't matter what took me so long. I'm so happy that I started. I am happy that I was smart enough to say, I'm going to do it now. I'm not going to put it off any longer. I'm stepping up. I'm stepping out. I'm loving me no matter what anybody else around me says. I am going to love me. And last but not least, have some fun. F-U-N in bold letters. Have fun with all of it. Be happy. Have fun. Be laughing. Just get up and just laugh some gut-wrenching belly laugh, you know. Just laugh. Laugh with everything you have inside of you until you can stand by yourself and really have gut-wrenching laughter. You are not a happy person. You Once you take your eyes off of your needs, you love yourself and you're not having a pity party for yourself, you're continuously to support others and their needs and have fun no matter what's going on. Have fun. There are some people who they have not laughed in a good time. You honestly and truly does not need anybody to make you laugh. So right now, I want you to laugh with me like you have never laughed before. Let's go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Judgmental that you didn't even do the activity. You didn't take the time to laugh at yourself because you're probably thinking, oh, Daphne is silly. She's gone off her rockers. But I'm telling you, when everybody else is gone to bed tonight, I want you to take the time and laugh. Just laugh by yourself. You know, stand in front of the mirror, count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and just laugh like you have never laughed before. Every day, you're in the car, you're at the stop sign, just laugh. Laugh your way to happiness. Laugh your way to joy. Laugh your way to peace. You are going to realize that once you begin to laugh, laugh, just laugh, laugh, laugh. You don't need anybody to crack a joke. Just stand up and begin to laugh. You're going to find out that you will begin to transform your life. I hope you enjoyed the little laughter with me. So let's just take 2 more big laughs. Yes, so I want you to practice that during the week. And listen, call me up. Let me know how this laughter activity is working for you. Again, we continue our celebration of our 60-year milestone here on Blog Talk. We'll be celebrating through the end of April. So check us out each and every day to see who we will have on. And remember, we are looking for your donations. If it's all you can give is $5, okay. If 10 people give $5, that's $50, and that we will be on our way. So far, we have raised $397. Help us to put some hot breakfast into the stomach of these children. You and I know that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. So those students at the Carmel School in Jamaica, West Indies, they are depending on me to help them get a hot breakfast. And I cannot do it alone, and that's my reason that I am extending my request out to you and invite you to go to GoFundMe.com, build a cafeteria, and make your donation there. Yes, our goal is to build the cafeteria. We are going to start with doing the breakfast feeding program first, and then after that, we are going to build the cafeteria. I want to welcome the people that are just joining the chat room. We have about 4 minutes off. I want to encourage you to catch the archive. And if you are looking to donate to the nonprofit to help us give the breakfast, you can call 646-915-8166. If you want to pledge something now for the breakfast feeding program. If not, you can go to gofundme.com/buildacafeteria and give us a little something. Pass the link on to your friends and help us to pay it forward to make these children get a healthy breakfast each and every day. Well, I hope that you will begin to laugh with yourself, laugh at yourself. But most of all, I want you to begin to love yourself no matter what. You are the one that will make yourself complete because you have total control over you. I want you to check in with us, see who we have on tomorrow. And on Tuesday, we have the CEO and co-founder of Blog Talk Radio, who will be sharing the microphone with me to celebrate our sixth year here on Blog Talk Radio. So go love yourself no matter what. And remember, we are celebrating right through the end of April. So come back and be with us. This is Dynamic Daphne saying so long. Go laugh and begin to love yourself right now. Do not put it off.
What's the plan that you have for me? The place you've called me to be. Some people call it destiny. Will you let me know? What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. Trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?
For showing me,
hallelujah,
and directing me. Speak to it, my destiny. Come on, you declare it to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I speak purpose tonight. Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. For every trial that came with this name. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came with this name. I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. The breaking of day. It's destiny. And I know what I know, what I know, what I'm here for, yeah. Oh, for showing me to the Lord tonight and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. He's a strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody. You're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change nations.